Credit, written by Nared Seki, read by CC Rambles. This is Imada Zushir Genfic.
I wanted to kill him,
Meng Yao said. He's kneeling by Wen Ruohan's body, staring at it blankly.
I wanted you to have not killed my Nier cultivators,
Nian Mingtui said. He was kneeling too, more out of exhaustion than anything else. Basia was in his hand, but he couldn't even get up the energy to form a fist around her hilt.
Or your supervisor, back at Longya. We don't always get what we want, do we?
Meng Yao looked at him sidelong. I really didn't have a choice, you know. He liked it when I killed people for him, held it against me if I didn't, and I needed to get close to him if I was going to get information from him, if I was going to kill him.
Nian Mingtui grunted. It wasn't that he wasn't aware of the things spies needed to do to survive, he wasn't an idiot. It was only that, after Longya, he was suspicious of everything that came out of Meng Yao's mouth. Had he had some old grievances with the men he killed? Had he had grievances with Nian Mingtui to arrange that he be captured and brought here?
There really was no alternative.
The alternative was sending them to the Fire Palace,
Nian Mingtui said flatly.
You planned to kill him today. You could have proposed sending them to the Fire Palace and then rescued them later. You're smart enough. If I can think of it, why couldn't you?
Meng Yao was silent for a moment, and Nian Mingtui shut his eyes, focusing on stabilizing his stuttering qi. He truly injured himself this time, pulled on resources that ought not to be touched to get enough strength for that last exchange with Wen Ruohan. Meng Yao had tried to kill him, a stab in the back from behind, but it hadn't been quite enough, the difference between their cultivation levels too staggering. And of course Wen Ruohan had been enraged by the betrayal, had turned against him. Nian Mingtui had killed him to stop him from killing Meng Yao. He wasn't sure how he felt about that. Not about Wen Ruohan's death, that was an unmitigated joy. A brutal tyrant was dead, no longer free to torture or murder with impunity. Nian Mingtui would go and light incense at his father's memorial tablet once, if he returned to Tinghua, so that he would know that his death had been avenged at last. But there was still Meng Yao. Ever since Longya, Nian Mingtui had been swearing up and down in all his camps that he would break his faithless subordinate's legs when he next met him, and that was just over what had happened in Longya, long before he'd found that he'd joined the Wen sect. And then he'd discovered that Meng Yao had done just that, not just joined in their actions, but even risen to the position of Wen Ruohan's aide through what, given Wen Ruohan's character, undoubtedly involved an endless string of atrocities. He'd lured Nian Mingtui into a trap, he'd killed his cultivators, he'd mocked his father's death and threatened Basia. And Nian Mingtui still couldn't see him get hurt without rushing to his aid. He was, Nian Mingtui grimly concluded, an idiot. I would ask sect leader Nia to believe me that it wouldn't have worked, Meng Yao finally said. But I know you don't. Trust me, that is. And then he laughed, and it was a bitter sound. Nian Mingtui opened his eyes. What's the matter with you?
I needed to kill him, Meng Yao said. I needed to be the one to do it. Without that, I have nothing. I have lost your trust, and my father will not accept me unless I have some use to him. If I killed Wen Ruohan, I would be a war hero, and Lanliangtun needs heroes given its conduct in the war.
Truly abysmal, in fact.
But now? Now there's no point. No point to any of it. All the things I've done. Nothing.
Wen Ruohan is dead, Nian Mingtui said. That is a good thing by itself.
It is, Meng Yao said. He was truly terrible. He laughed again. But satisfaction isn't something you can eat, sect leader Nia. Tell me, what am I supposed to do now? Do you still want me to hand myself over to the Tin sect?
The right answer would be yes. And yet, no one had cared about that supervisor, least of all Tin Guangshun. There wouldn't have been any justice meted out, the punishment fitting the crime. There would have only been a sect leader extracting whatever use he could and discarding the rest.
No, Nian Mingtui finally decided, and oh, he was an idiot.
I've officially been named Commander-in-Chief of the Sunshot Campaign.
I'm perfectly capable of sentencing you to justice myself.
Justice,
Meng Yao said, and his voice was very nearly a sob.
Yes, justice. Tell me, what will justice require?
You need to stop murdering people for a start,
Niaming Tui said, feeling all that old irritation again, however muted by the sheer exhaustion that had hollowed him out to the bones.
Aren't you trying to be a tin? If someone bullies you, use your connections to bully them back.
Connections? You know my past, Sekhlida Nia. What connections did I have?
You had me,
Niaming Tui snapped.
Do you really think I wouldn't have stood up for you?
The expression on Meng Yao's face suggested that he hadn't thought of that.
What sort of person thinks of manipulation and murder before simply asking for help?
Niaming Tui thought incredulous, but a moment later he understood. No wonder Meng Yao hated being called a prostitute's son. In the end, he couldn't escape his heritage, not even in his own head. Niaming Tui's head hurt. If someone who had never learned any better committed a crime, how should they be punished? The crime was still a crime, the victim was still dead, and Niaming Tui's heart tugged him away from the principles of justice when it came to Meng Yao, just as it did when the perpetrator was his own brother. Meng Yao had asked the right question, for once. What did justice require, under these circumstances?
Come back to Tinhua,
Niaming Tui said, his eyes sliding closed again.
There will be a trial. If none of the victim's family appears to claim justice.
Unlikely for the tin cultivator, if the trial were to be held in Tinghua. Even if he sent an invitation, they'd probably already been paid off by the tin sect, and the near sect cultivators Meng Yao had killed. If he really had been passing them information the whole time, there would probably be a strong push to abstain from serious punishment. Near justice might be principled to the point of black and white, but they all understood the notion of sacrifice.
If the only offences that remain are those against me, then I'll make you run laps until you faint and put you on probation. Or something like that.
There was silence for a moment. Niaming Tui wasn't sure if Meng Yao was considering his offer or considering cutting his head off the way he'd cut off Wen Ruhan's.
You would take me as your deputy again? After all this?
We can say that you went undercover on my orders, Niaming Tui said. He was very tired. You said you passed information along. You helped my victories. It would be believed. You...
His words were heavy on his tongue.
Sekhlida Nia, are you all right?
He could hear Meng Yao's voice, but he couldn't see him. His eyes were still closed, and it was too much trouble to open them. There was a turning point in front of the two of them. A moment when they would have to stake it all on a single throw of the dice. It was time to see where Meng Yao would place his bets.
I'm going to pass out,
Niaming Tui said, the words only slightly slurred through sheer force of effort.
There's no one here but you and me. If you kill me, you can tell Tin Guangshun that you struck the killing blow against Wen Rohan after he executed me. If you don't,
come back to Tinghua with me.
Make your own decision,
he concluded. He didn't even feel it when his body toppled forward onto the floor. It was a pleasant surprise to open his eyes again, an even better one to find that he was in his own war camp. But the question remained.
Good, you're awake, Nia Zhonghui said, ducking in. The doctor had gone to fetch him. Confirm for me that you sent Meng Yao undercover and your ranting these past few months has been a front. That's what he's insisting happened, and I don't know whether to believe him. Has he really been working for Tinghua Nia this whole time? His father will never forgive him.
Niaming Tui's lips curled up. The end.